Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Ty Bubba Horwitz with you. What's going on, everybody? Mario did it again. Oops, he did it again. Super Mario. What up? I don't know. I got to tell you something. I know, I'm going to start from the top today, okay? Have we ever had a more antagonistic president that had no regard for any common sense or manners? We have a guy that refuses to use the word terrorist. He refuses to do anything. But forget about that part of it. Here's a guy that in his administration, he didn't go to Margaret Thatcher's funeral. He didn't go to Anthony Scalia's funeral. He didn't go to Nancy Reagan's funeral. Okay? Now, that's just being the president. Instead, he wants to go to some music fair. Or he wants to play golf instead. I mean, you're the most powerful man in the world. Can't you pay your respects to these important people in the world? I mean, those are three pretty important names over his term that he totally ignored. Now, is there something wrong with that? Does anybody see a problem with the most powerful person in the world not paying respects to these people? I mean, I don't care what side of the political aisle you're sitting on. I mean, can you tell me that you would call that reasonable? I would call that ignorant and not reasonable. I would call that just silly. I mean, you know, you may not want to go somewhere. But sometimes when you're the most powerful man in the world, you got to make exceptions and live up to what the rest of the world's doing, right? You got to live up to, you know, who you are. And to me, I find that as an embarrassment that he did this and he shunned them all. And not to mention the shunning that he gave of Bibi Netanyahu. Now, you may not like Israel. You may not like Bibi Netanyahu. And again, that's up to you. Okay, but at the end of the day, the man won the election that this guy tried to get him knocked out of, and it took him 5 days to call him back and say, congratulations. Now, in this world, you know, you may not like somebody, you know, your job, you may not like your boss, but you got to get along with him, okay? In this world, as the world leader, you have to make an effort to try to get along with these people and not be such an antagonistic SOB. I mean, he can't even get along within the parties here. Okay. And to me, I find that to be shocking. I think it's embarrassing as a nation that our leader doesn't show enough to, you know, go to the First Lady's funeral, the Chief Justice, and a Prime Minister. Again, maybe I'm out of line, but I find that to be a little bit of an embarrassment to me. But no more embarrassing than the entire political system is right now. Now, look at the election we got going on here. Look at what's going on. We have the Sanders-Clinton side, okay? So you've got your choice of a socialist or a convict. Okay, now she hasn't even been arrested yet. But look at the choices we got, okay? On the Democratic side, you got Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. So you got Bernie Sanders who wants to take all your money, okay, and wants everybody to be equal. So he wants to take away what America was built on, the entrepreneurial spirit, right? You know, eat what you kill, right? Have you ever heard that in a job interview or in a business deal? You can eat what you kill, okay? Well, here's a guy that wants to take everything away, so why go to work? I mean, if everybody's going to be equal, why should I work? I'll stay home, right? I mean, you know, I tweeted into the Varney show when they were talking about it once. I go, well, I'll make the maximum before I have to pay more taxes and I'll quit. And I'll take off until I get back there again. But, okay, or you got the convict, you know, the crook. Now, again, she hasn't been convicted, but, you know, I mean, there's things that have already been out about her for years. Okay, going back to the cattle trade at the Board of Trade. So again, you can say I'm nuts. You can say what you want. So you got the Democrats, you got the socialists versus the convict, and on the Republican side, okay, you got guys that won't quit. You got a party, the leader, nobody wants them. So they're all trying to get him knocked out. So look at you got an election that's got a convict running, that's going to run against somebody that nobody wants. Okay. And they're all trying to get him bumped out. Now, do you not see a problem with the Republican National Committee that they are that imbecilic? Do they not want the White House back? I mean, Donald Trump, like him or not, okay, he has 1 million more votes at this point in the race than Mitt Romney had at the same time. Okay. He is resonating with people. Now, again, like him or not, there's a lot of people. Listen, he's a very abrasive guy, and there's a lot of people who don't like him. And I don't care. Okay, at the end of the day, I just want a country that runs, okay, that runs correctly. Other than that, I could care less. But here you got everybody and their mother trying to get him out. You've got George Pataki opening up his yap, and of course, he was asked the question, well, if he's the Republican nominee, would you vote for him? Well, he's not going to be. I don't have to worry about it. He's saying that he's not going to vote for him. Now, isn't that a joke? I mean, all of your great leaders are trying to get Hillary Clinton elected. It's no wonder that they're not going to get back to the White House. It's a no wonder that our whole political system is collapsing because we've got a bunch of imbeciles running around. Okay, look, I don't care if you like Trump or not. If he's the guy that the people want, how can you take him away? Where do you think those people are going to go vote if they take Trump off the ticket or if they don't let him win? I mean, he's going to get enough delegates, and they're talking about having a broker convention. Are you kidding me? I mean, and what the hell is these other guys still doing in the race? I mean, you know, I give Kasich a pass, okay? But the other guys, you know, what are they doing? I mean, what is this all about? And of course, you've now got Fiorina coming out and backing Cruz. And I'm not a big fan of Cruz personally, but smart guy. I mean, I'm not a big fan of him because I just don't like a guy who's like a walking commercial, who's always got the perfect answer. Okay, it's always so well calculated and so well prepared. To me, that's not real. I think it's easier when you have a guy that's, you know, a little bit off center and not afraid to say things. Now, again, I don't have anything against him. I'm sure he's very smart. But I am tired of the establishment, okay? Because certainly the establishment hasn't done jack for us. So would you say that you're happy with the establishment? I mean, I can't say that I'm happy with the establishment. You know, again, and I'm not saying that I would vote for Trump or I wouldn't vote for Trump. You know, I don't usually put my stuff out there. But at the end of the day, you have to wonder, okay, where are we in all this stuff? And how is it going to be possibly taken care of when you look at it? I mean, to me, it's a joke that you've got a convict running against nobody with something nobody wants, and yet they're all battling. And on top of it all, pissing away billions of dollars in the meantime. Now, to me, that's a crock of crap. But again, that's just to me. You know, I'm not telling you that you have to believe what I believe. But to me, it makes no sense at what we're doing. I find it kind of disturbing. Okay. And at the end of the day, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. But for now, it's like a three-ring circus, all being led up by the chief huckster himself. But what can I tell you? You know, if you ever miss an episode, libertytalk.fm, every day, join the now over 200,000 people that download the Bubba Show every single month. Be one of them. It's a good show. Check out bubbatrading.com. We've got a lot of great things going on, and we're really getting into the hedging part. And man, we're really doing a great job, especially with big portfolios and farmers now. So really excited about that. Go check it out at bubbatrading.com. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop by here for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Welcome
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horowitz. Do we have enough fun in the first segment talking about the boobs in charge? Can you imagine? There's the leaders of our country, and we wonder why we're have a $19 trillion deficit. It makes you wonder. But I'll tell you what makes me wonder, okay? It makes me wonder how these idiotic financial engineers can continue to screw up an economy. Now, you know, it doesn't just have an effect on one person. It affects everything. And then the whole chain falls apart. You know, we had on Wednesday, we had the USDA report come out and, you know, planning and progress. And it was no big deal. But if you look at what's going on in the farm country of America, these poor farmers are getting destroyed. And most of it's because of the imbeciles that are in charge. Okay. This financial engineering is killing everything, including the dollar, including the flow, including the difference between rates from country to country, which is why the dollar remains strong and money flows in to the United States, because, you know, you want to give your money up for 0.5%, or you want to come in for 1.75%. And, you know, they talk about the cleanest shirt and the dirty laundry. This is forming and forcing another bubble. Now, you know, as we ignore, as everybody ignores the producers, okay, and we'll start with my friends in the middle, mostly in the Midwest, but the producers of our food, okay, they're losing a ton. And part of that comes from the way that the currency is manipulated around, because they've lost a lot of the opportunity to export out the goods because the dollar has become too expensive versus the rest of the currencies. While everybody else is manipulating, and don't forget this, that Ben Bernanke was the first to try to manipulate the currency war. He started the currency wars, and he'll defend his decision, which I said was full of crap when he did it, and I still say it today, because at the end of the day, all it's done is create lesser demand, taking away the power of our farmers and producers, and put it in the hands of subpar stuff, okay? And this whole thing has created a chain of events that is going to be very hard to recover from, because remember, okay, a lot of our farmers lease their land. Well, they're not making enough money. What do you think is going to happen to that land? Okay. You think they're going to be able to renew next year? You don't think there's going to be some renegotiating going on? This is a killer. Okay. So now the landowner's got a problem. Okay. Because a lot of those guys leveraged out to get the land. Okay. And they might be just scraping by because they were making an investment, thinking that this time might be different. Where have we heard that before? This is how bubbles are created, okay? Ever so innocently, because farmland did get into a little bit of a bubblicious territory because it was so good. And for a couple of years, they were making a lot of money. But at the end of the day, you know, fortunately, or unfortunately right now, but fortunately, they spend, okay? They need to buy equipment, tractors, okay, everything. They got to keep buying, okay? They don't know from the lack of velocity of money, because they got to keep spending, okay? Because if they want to work, you think they just throw a few seeds out in the ground and it just grows up, okay? There's a lot of work that's got to be done there. There's a lot of maintenance. There's a lot of everything going on. You know, and in today's world, where a lot of these acres are irrigated, okay, do you think that it's not expensive to run a farm? Okay, you know, this isn't, you ain't cooking for, you ain't making food for yourself. Okay, you're making it to make a living, to make money. And when you get tortured by the financial engineering, which is really what's happening, okay, you now are starting to run out of money. Okay, because you have to, you know, again, a lot don't put in enough in cash reserve because they need to spend it to continue to grow and to continue to make money. The American way, you buy it, you sell it, you make a profit, you reinvest it, you buy it, you sell it, you make a profit, and you build a little bit, but you can't build enough for a disaster that has been created by an outside party that has nothing to do with it. Okay? These idiots that are telling us that there's no problem. You know, Andrew Mellon said in 1929, September 1929, the high tide of prosperity will carry us through. Okay? Well, I got news for you. We don't have any high tides here. We got some serious issues. Because until the Fed and the central banks around the world get the hell out of the way and let markets do what they're supposed to do and price themselves. You know, there's nothing more efficient than a market pricing itself. It does determine true value and real worth. Okay? You know, the price discovery is when a buyer and a seller meet, okay, and they exchange wealth. But our Federal Reserve doesn't want that. They want to try to engineer and financially manipulate the entire damn system, which does absolutely no good for anybody. So they can continue with their nonsense and their garbage, okay, and tell us what a great job they're doing for it. Did you hear Obama come out and say, oh, we're doing a darn good job? Yeah, he did a great job. He got change. We only lost 5 million jobs since he's been in office. 5 million households are 5 million less households are working since he's been in office. But these guys continue to fiddle around with stuff they have, A, no idea. Now, I'm not saying that they're not smart people, okay, because they are. But they have no common sense. Now, I know that if you're out, you know, farming, okay, and you're out and you're among your, 10,000 acres, and you got a problem, I don't think that you run into the house of the manual and say, oh, what am I going to do now? Okay. But in the meantime, our Fed governors and central banks around the world continue to search for the answer in a book. Now, have we not learned that history, that you can't find the answers in a book? That you have to make certain probability guesses and try to use a little common sense? We know they don't have any. But that is the problem, is that we have people that are dealing that have no common sense. They don't have a clue. I would say if I took them out and dropped them off in your field, they wouldn't find their way home. Okay? I mean, this is it's sad that the most powerful person in the world, Dr. Janet Yellen, okay, because the person who controls the money is the most powerful, doesn't have a clue. Does not even, for them to have raised rates in December was as dumb can be. All it did is push everybody around, okay, and made things worse. Now, I'm all for raising rates. I believe that this economy will not get better until we start getting interest rates up, because the banks aren't going to give up money. They're getting in trouble. And we're just creating this mess. But do a little research on the Federal Reserve. It's almost their job to continue to create bubbles. Now, why? I don't know. I mean, they've only destroyed the U.S. dollar 96% since they've come into being in 1913. So, you got to look at this and say, what the hell are we going to do next? Well, what's going to happen next? And I don't know when, and I'm not shrieking out of panic, chicken little, the sky is falling. I'm just saying to you, hey, there's a problem. We have a Houston, we got a problem. Okay. And until we get rid of these guys in the middle of the problem, that problem will exist. It's sad, but true. Okay. We don't have problem solvers. We have problem makers. And that becomes the bigger issue. And that is the sadness of the most powerful nation, the best place in the world, the United States of America. But we are being run by a bunch of boobs. Now, you know that I use Thinkorswim and I love Thinkorswim. And they are doing some great stuff. And I want you to go check out my friends, Scott Connor and Kevin Hinks, when they're doing their educational stuff and their swim lessons every day. Okay, they're providing you guys great insights and strategies for stocks, options, and futures. It's no cost. How can you not want to get something and learn more? As you know from listening to the Bubba Show, there's nothing that I believe in more than educating yourself in what you want to be good at. So check out Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. You miss a show, you miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm is your answer. Okay, That's our link to the world. We play every day, and we also get just over 200,000 downloads a month. Make sure you go check it out. Also, check out BubbaTrading.com. We got great stuff for you there. But in the meantime, I'm going to go have a couple of blood pressure pills. Take a little break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
In other words,
trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Chalady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and put you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. What should we bitch? What should I bitch about now? Somebody says I always bitch. What should I bitch about now? I mean, I got a million of them, right? But in all seriousness, you know, I tell you, you know, when you're an investor and you're a trader, you know, the first thing is you have to recognize that trading and investing are two different animals. Okay. Don't get caught up in the day-to-day action and movement if you're a long-term investor. It will only cause you a tremendous amount of grief and aggravation, because as sure as we're talking right now, as sure as you're listening, more often than not, you will make the wrong decision. Okay? Because any decision that is made in an emotional state is a decision that is most of the time wrong. Okay? Think about it. Okay? And again, I've talked about this before, but you go back to any bad relationship you've ever been in, any bad deal you've ever been in, if the decision was made on an emotional moment, you probably got screwed. It's the same thing in trading and investing. Now, as you know, I'm a big advocate of hedging your portfolio. I'm a big advocate of creating synthetics using options. Okay. And then you shouldn't, and then you don't have to look at the market. Now, one of the worst things that ever happened to the investing world is the advent of so much high technology. Because now you drive down the road, guys are checking their IRA. Now, who the hell is going to sell their IRA when they're driving down the road? Okay. What are you checking it for? What good is it going to do you? Are you going to either be euphoric or depressed? You're going to look at it. Why bother? You know, it was better when the quotes came out in the paper, you had to wait till the next day. Or in Chicago, they had the Daily News, you got the afternoon quotes. I mean, reminds you of the Seinfeld episode when he bought the stock and he was looking for a later paper, maybe we'd have a better quote. I mean, if you're investing, you have no business checking your phone every 10 minutes. Okay? Now, you know, and I see it all the time. Now, truthfully, I have not looked at my SEP IRA in 5 years. I never look at it. I'm hedged. I don't really care. Okay. I'm not going to worry about it. I have it. I know it's there. I know it's hedged. I know there's no risk to it because I do have it hedged. But I also know that the markets do go up, and what am I going to look for? I'm not selling it. I'm not getting out of anything. So why would I want to get out of it? You know, you have to remember that in your investing portfolio, in your case money, in the money that you're going to hopefully put away for your retirement, That better be in pretty good companies, okay? And not in the wild pharmaceuticals, you know, the Fitbits of the world. And there's nothing wrong with Fitbit. It's fine to trade it. And if you've got an extra $1,300, you want to buy 100 shares, I got no problem with it. But those are stocks that are favorites to go out of business. I mean, what's wrong with Fitbit? The first thing wrong with Fitbit is it's too easy to knock off, number one. But really, the real problem with Fitbit, which is the same problem with GoPro, is their products, not really companies. They don't have a product line. They got a product. So at the end, how are you going to make, you know, where are they going to go from there? They don't have enough innovation, apparently. Okay. So that becomes a bigger problem. And of course, you've now got Apple on the other side of that spectrum that they've outsized themselves and didn't keep up with what they were doing. They didn't keep up with what made them the Cadillac. They became more of the Microsoft and IBM of the worlds, where they became too big. Okay. Now, right now, you know, for my money, the best company right now is probably Facebook. Okay. Now, you know, they've got a consumable product, advertising. People are on there all the time. Okay. It's a free entree to get on, and you get whacked with ads. Okay. But everybody uses it, and they just keep generating. Okay. And other than to take care of their software and their servers, they've got no inventory cost. Okay. Now, you know, you can argue that Amazon is a great company, and they are a great company. I just don't get the metrics. Okay. I still can't get past their price to earnings ratio. Now, every expert in the world makes an excuse for it and keeps saying that this time is different. But in my short career of 36 years, I've yet to see something that was different. Okay. If the logic and the math don't make sense, I find it hard to believe that it's going to change all of a sudden. So, but obviously, look, Bezos, one of the greatest operators of all time. Okay. Has more ideas, puts every dime back in, but I can't get over the 600-to-1 PE ratio. It's illogical. So doesn't mean it's not a good buy. Just to me, it's not a good buy. Now, the best of the bunch, I think, and the most innovative of the bunch next to Facebook is Google, Alphabet. Now, nobody talks about what they did, but they probably made one of the wisest decisions in the history. Okay. When they broke out from Google and started Alphabet, okay, they now said, we can take all the shots we want, but because we're not going to take the major financial liability, if they fail, we can just bankrupt them because they're all individual companies that fall under the Alphabet umbrella. Now, they'll get a lot of preferential deals. Why? Because it's Alphabet, because it's Google. So they're a good company. So you're certainly going to want to get in bed with them. But the bottom line is, when they make a bad deal, guess what? Okay, they're going to bust it. And it's not going to have anything to do with Alphabet's bottom line. You know, the investment is, but there's no carry forward losses. There's nothing to worry about. They're gone, done, over, goodbye. Think about that for a minute. When you're watching it, you go, oh, that doesn't make sense. So that's why they're such a great company. And of course, Netflix, you know, again, I believe Netflix to be the blockbuster or the JDS Uniphase of this decade. Because, listen, I love their product. I use it all the time. I think it's great. But I think it's too easy to knock off. I think that the content is no big deal. I think anybody can get the content. And I think there's somebody bigger and better that once Netflix, you know, maybe breaks into China, whatever, that'll somebody come and knock them out. Okay? So, you know, out of the FANG stocks, you know, I would say, you know, Facebook and Alphabet, the top. Netflix, the bottom. Apple, still solid. Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm not worried about Apple. I just would like to see a little bit more innovation out of Apple. Amazon, unbelievable operator. I just can't get past it. So, you know, that's, you know, what we have in that group. But again, you are seeing somewhat of a bubble here. Okay? And no economist will say bubble, because they're afraid to say the word bubble. And they're afraid to say that there's a problem, so they won't say it. Now, of course, if they do say it, what does that mean? It means that they caused the problem. And again, you can go back to Greenspan. He was a lousy Fed guy too, because he did the same thing. Okay. They want to get, they're like everybody else. They want to create the easy way out. Okay. And quite frankly, Americans, we're not used to the easy way out. We're workers. We like to get it done. We like to do it the right way. Now, if you can tell me, okay, that you want to see this fail, and that's what we're going to have is a failure, because you've got too many people that are too busy reading their book in the library versus understanding how the market has to work. You know, markets are very interesting. And markets have been going on since the caveman era, okay? Because we've always traded something. You know, and some people traded, you know, livestock for land, okay? Livestock for food. You know, they couldn't grow it, so they had to trade, okay? So they created price discovery, okay? Whatever you do, the whole world is built on a price discovery model. Now, some prices aren't negotiable, but you get to make the decision. If you're flying somewhere and it's $400, you can say, okay, that's a good price if that's where the price is discovered, or you can say, I'm not going. Okay? That is always up to you. Okay? So you get to make the final decision. And, of course, a lot of markets are negotiable. It's like when you buy a car. You're discovering price. Okay? You're battling against price. And that would be something that I would, you know, think that you should take note of. Because you will find it to be better for yourself. Okay. Now, again, I mentioned often here Thinkorswim. It's the platform I use. It's the platform that Badger uses. It's the platform that I use on all of my webinars. But they also are offering, you know, some great training. We've talked about the swim lessons many, many times before. But guys I know, friends of mine, Scott Connor and Kevin Hinks, they do the educating. And again, you know how important education is. I mean, they're giving you good strategies. Now, you know, you may not like the strategies, but learn them and then pick the ones that work best for you. That's really what it comes down to. Okay. Now, you know that I'm a big advocate of hedging. You know, I do equity portfolios and I do agricultural stuff. And if you're not hedged, you're making one of the bigger mistakes in your life. Okay. Now, I know it might sound like it's expensive to do it, but, you know, get smacked once and find out, okay, that it ain't so expensive. All right. You miss an episode, libertytalk.fm. Every day, 6 days a week, because we do the Sporting Edge on the weekend, you can download the podcast and join the just over 200,000 that are doing it. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I will be right back. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. The
song was written by Fred Ebb and John Kander.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz is coming to the home stretch on this great Thursday. We had all kinds of stuff. Super Mario. We got the election. The one that we can't get a candidate for. Oh, God, it's so funny. But here we are. Markets continue to battle. Okay. You know, do you really think we're going up? And again, I'm not saying we're not. I don't really know. I do know that we got troubles. We got troubles right here in River City. Okay. However, you know, the trouble doesn't have to be today. It can be tomorrow. It can be the next day. There is no telling. You know, I learned one thing a long time ago. The markets do not announce what their intentions are. Okay. So if you're waiting for a telegram from the stock market, they ain't sending it. Okay. It all comes back down to the footprint that you see and trying to make the best calculated move based on that footprint that you read. Now, there are a lot of footprints in history. And unfortunately, the bright people aren't following the footprint. And you're seeing the turbulence throughout the globe because of it. Okay. Now, why we could never learn from Japan is beyond me. Japan has been in this QE program for 30 years. and they still are in a mess. They are still trying to fiddle around with their economy, trying to get inflation. But in the meantime, they have tortured everybody. Now, one of the biggest things that really irritates me is you hear these expert economists say, well, hell, the savings rate is up. We're doing great. Savings rate, savings rate. I go, really? You really want to say that? The savings rate? You know why the savings rate's up? The savings rate's up because the average American is afraid he ain't going to have a job, okay? Isn't making enough, has to keep his money handy, because if you heard the stat a few months ago, the average American couldn't raise $600 to fix their furnace if they needed it. So you really think that the savings rate's up? The savings rate up because you have desperation seeking in. And when desperation creeps in, that's one of the phases or the anatomy of a bubble getting ready to burst. Now, it's innocent, very innocently. We're seeing it. But you have to focus on what is going on overall. The technical footprint will always lead you in the right direction. Just like the bottom we made on February 11th. Now, I had no idea. I thought that that was a good bottom. I had no idea it would rally 10% off that bottom. But typically, in a market like that, the faster they go up, the faster they're going to come down. Okay? And that is what worries me. Now, again, it does not worry my investing account. We talked about that earlier. But you should keep in mind, okay, what can happen and make sure that you're not among the people that are trying to leverage up and get all this free money that's being offered out there. Because at the end of the day, you don't get nothing for nothing. Or as I like to say, there ain't no free lunch. Okay? So if you think you're getting something for nothing, you better think again. And I'll tell you what nobody else ever talks about. You know, all that money that was made in the internet bubble and all that money that was made in the housing bubble, most of those people are busted, because what they forgot about was they had to pay taxes on all that profit, and they didn't get the same write-off when it all fell apart. Okay? So, you know, we can chortle and talk about, you know, these great success stories, but you know what? Ain't nothing easy. Okay? It takes hard work, determination, discipline, money management. If you follow all that, you're putting yourself in a position of success. It's no different than the business you run. Now, I know many of you are entrepreneurs out there. It is no different than the business you run. If you are as cavalier with your businesses as you are sometimes with your investing, you wouldn't have a business left. And this is what we have to understand. This is what I'm begging you to understand about your future. Okay? This is where you think about, how am I going to protect my future? I work so hard for this money. I work so hard to put it away. And yeah, I caught some nice breaks. I was in the markets at the right time and I didn't panic out. But what am I going to do if I get in the market and now it's time for me to retire and the market collapses? What am I going to do then? How am I going to protect that? Think about protection. Okay? You know, you buy health insurance, you buy life insurance. And I'm not telling you to go out and buy naked options to protect, because that's silly. That's like giving money away. Okay? But if you could learn to create a synthetic model around your portfolio and know that your core is going to be there and that you have a benefit and you can actually compound that portfolio over time. Okay. You know, you've heard of the endowment model. You've heard of the compounding. I mean, most guys will tell you there ain't no better words than compounding. Okay. Because if you learn how to compound it, you make it worth more money. And that is where I want you to be. I don't want you to be in that position of jeopardy, as they use in the commercials, pushing the shopping cart when you're 75 years old in a parking lot at Walmart in the rain, right? You gotta use in life, we've got to be logical, because there is no substitute for logic. Okay? Because if it doesn't feel right, it doesn't seem right, there probably is something wrong. Okay? So you have to be logical. You got to use your head for more than the hat, more than the hat stand. Okay? So logically think about it. Okay? And all you do is look at a long-term chart. Okay? And see what the markets have done. They go up and they go down. Over time, they go up. Oh, they always go up over time. But if they go down at the wrong time, are you going to be forced out and have to puke at the worst possible time? Think about that. Okay? You know, we don't think about that. And that's one of the things in life we have to do is have planning. Okay? We have to plan for the worst of it. We have to be in a position to understand what could go wrong. Because you know what? Invariably, something always does. Okay? And if you're not prepped and you're not prepared, then here's what they say, you're left in the old crapperoo. Okay? And that is why our concentration here on the show and on the webinars that I do and on my weekly subscription calls and my hedging products, it's all about planning ahead. Plan your future. Okay? Because in trading and investing, you have to have a plan. Because this is a business. You are building a secondary business so that you can retire before you're 100. This is why you're doing all this. So don't you think it takes a little bit of care to take care of all that? What do you think? Okay. So, you know, again, I'm not trying to sell you on anything. You know what? I'd love to have you come aboard the hedging program, the futures program. I teach day trading for futures now. You don't want to, no problem. I mean, again, I'm only doing it because I know I can help. I know I can teach you something that will keep you in the game at all times. But that's up to you. Again, I'm not worried about it. I'm set up. People I know are set up, and that's what I care about. But obviously, I'd love all of you to be set up as well, because I don't see a reason to put yourself in danger if you don't have to. But no more preaching for today. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. You ever miss an episode, go to libertytalk.fm. That's our radio station. That's who distributes all of our stuff, and check them out. We've got some great stuff there as well, and as well as the rest of our programs. Also, check out bubbatrading.com. You can read this week. I wrote about history. I wrote about bubbles. I always write about something interesting, something controversial. But in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Always enjoy spending a day with you. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.